Okay, this is probably not a topic that you guys are that interested in, but it's been coming up a lot in my shul as our crowd gets a little bit older. A lot of people started making a bat mitzvahs for their daughters, and it's very interesting to see how in different communities the bas mitzvah or the bat mitzvah is celebrated in different ways. So I wanted to discuss some of the tension that we find in poskim about how to deal with a girl reaching gil mitzvot, when a girl reaches the age of doing mitzvahs. So first of all, just as an introduction, there are three things that we need to recognize. There's a very compelling logic to celebrate a bas mitzvah, there's a very compelling precedent not to celebrate a bas mitzvah, and then there's the emotion that hovers over the entire issue. The logic to celebrate a bas mitzvah is extremely compelling. There's a Gemara. Why do we celebrate a bar mitzvah? The reason we celebrate a bar mitzvah is Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph tells us that Rav Yosef, who was blind, used to say that anyone who would tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Asuma is part of our mitzvahs, Avinu Yom Tov L'Rabban, and I make a big party because I'm blind and I do mitzvahs anyway, so I'm even better. But then once I heard Gadol HaMetzuvah V'Yosef that Adrabah, it's better to be chayiv in mitzvos than to be pater in mitzvos. So now anyone who tells me that Asuma is chayiv in mitzvos, because that puts me on the highest level of kiyumei mitzvos. So that was Rav Yosef's comment. So says the Marshal in the Yam Shul Shlomo, the 7th paragraph of Baba Kama, Simon Lam Zayin, you see from there that we should celebrate when one becomes a mitzvah v'yosa. And that's why a bar mitzvah is a sudas mitzvah. A person has become a mitzvah v'yosa. So it's worthy of a great celebration of and it's a sudas mitzvah, absolutely. So logically, one would assume the same would be true for a girl. A girl reaches the age of 12, she's a mitzvah v'yosa. So granted, the number of mitzvahs are a little different, but that should really matter. The number of mitzvahs are different for a kohen than it is for Yisrael. Numbers of mitzvahs aren't going to make the difference, but she becomes a mitzvah v'yosa in mitzvahs. So it's a very, very compelling logic to say that there should be a celebration of a bas mitzvah. The precedent, however, seems to go on the other side, meaning we don't find, even in Tshuva Svarim, at least I couldn't find before the 20th century, anyone who even discusses the possibility of having a bas mitzvah. As the Debrezina Rav writes in his Tshuva, in I believe it's Chelek Aleph Simen Yud, in Tshuvas Be'er Moshe, he writes as follows: Nisbar shemei olam lo shamanu v'lo reinu b'shum sefer kadmon me'achron she'as suda labas k'shenachnesas b'bris haTorah. We never find in any sefer kadmon or achron that discusses this idea of celebrating a bas mitzvah. So a very strong precedent that it doesn't exist. The only discussion we find is why there's no baruch shepatrani for a girl as opposed to for a boy, where we do make a baruch shepatrani. We don't even find it discussed though about celebrating a bas mitzvah. And the overriding emotion that affects the entire conversation is probably best expressed by the Sri Deish. The Sri Deish has a long tshuva about bas mitzvah in Chelek Bey Simen Lamed Tes. In the newer editions of the Sri Deish, there are older editions. It's Chelek Gimel Simen something, I don't remember. But the Sri Deish writes Lonel at the very end of that tshuva. Lonel amimeni sheyesh ben ayireim osur machmirim. He says, I know that there are a lot of people that asurin or machmir and say you can't do a bas mitzvah. She'enam samim leiv b'she'elo shel menhagim datiyim l'shikulim agyoniyim. And when they discuss this issue, they're not interested in halacha, they're not interested in logic, they're not interested in analysis. Va'feinam nosim daitul b'rim hilchotiyim ela donim alein al pi rigshos haleiv bilvad. They deal with it from an emotional perspective. Va'aleiv ha'yehudi adavik b'mesaris horim umorim. So you expect him to bash those people, but he says you should know that a Jewish heart that's connected to a Mesorah nirta mikol shinoi shu benoi kadati immediately recoils when we see any sort of change in religious observance in the way we do things. Aleim yesh lahamutz mashakosav harambam perusha lemishna gittin perakei ve'il dvarim omru bnei darkei shalom. And we should understand that there are certain things we do for darkei shalom. We should understand where they're coming from. They're connected to a Mesorah. However, Ein lahem lishkoach ki gam ha-metzadid in beheter shal minig chadosh zeh shal chagigas bas mitzvah libam dofek becharado l'chizuk ha-chinuch ha-dati shal benos Yisrael. They should not forget, the people on that side should not forget, the people who are against bas mitzvah should not forget that those who are in support of it are also very religious and really want to serve Hashem in the best way possible and really are trying to look out for what's best for the chinuch of young girls. Shebenesivil shal ha-chayim bedor hazeh hein zekukos biyoser. And particularly in our generation, there's a deep concern that people should feel connected to mitzvahs, that girls in particular, with all the other influences that are out there, should feel connected to mitzvahs. So that's the background. The logic is very much in the side of the idea that you should have a bas mitzvah. The precedent, which plays just as important a role, if not more important in halacha, is very clear that you should not, and the emotion runs very high on both sides of this issue. So what are the poskim have to say about it? From what I was able to glean, there are four basic approaches in the poskim. Rav Avad Yosef in his tshuva in Yechav Adas, Chelik Beis Simon Chavtes, says the logic is compelling. There should be a celebration. There's no reason why a bas mitzvah should be any different than a bar mitzvah. So it's absolutely a sudas mitzvah. If you say that it lacks any precedent, he says you should look in the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Re'eh, Os Yud Zayin, where while he doesn't talk about a suuda, he says that a girl when she turns 12 should wear Big Day Shabbos, and it should be a simcha ba'osa yom, that she was zocha to be nichnas into all the mitzvahs, and therefore he says it's vaday considered a sudas mitzvah. That's Rav Avadya. Goes completely with the logic and is not so bothered by the lack of precedent. On the opposite extreme of the spectrum, you have the Deborah Tziner Rav. The Deborah Tziner Rav, in his Shailos Tshuvos Be'er Moshe, I made a photocopy of it, I forgot, I think it's Chelek Aleph, maybe it's Chelek Gimel, I don't remember. In Simen Yud, the Deborah Tziner Rav says that where does this minna come from? We never saw this before in Klal Yisrael. U'minag raze nilkach mehagoyim shesviv ilseinu. This minna came from the goyim around us, that they do bas mitzvah. They don't really do bas mitzvah, but they do other types of goyim don't do bas mitzvah. But now I think there was a story in the Times recently that it became a popular thing that goyim started doing bar and bas mitzvahs. But it wasn't when Deborah Tziner Rav was writing this 40 years ago. They weren't doing bar and bas mitzvahs. But he meant that they do these kinds of confirmation things where they where a child becomes of age, so that this minhag comes from them. Over ali and therefore anyone who makes a bas mitzvah is in violation of all of the halachos that are involved in doing things that are purely non-Jewish in origin and imitate the styles of worship of the non-Jewish world. And he says, Minhag Yisrael Torah, and he goes so far as to say, Hainu Ovrei Minhag Yisrael, you cannot aid somebody in doing this Avera. Everyone's just going to do what they want to do. You have to be more concerned about that than anything else. And even though it doesn't seem like such a severe iser, since this is something that's being done by Rishayim and Tzadikim, don't do it. When you're invited, do not attend, says the Deborah Tziner Rav. That's how strongly he felt against it. So those are the two extremes. You have Rav Avadya saying 100% in support. Precedent doesn't mean anything to me. The Deborah Tziner Rav saying 100% against. This is a chukas hakum. It's a terrible thing. Now the Sri De'esh deals with the Deborah Tziner's taina that it's a chukas hakum, and the Sri De'esh says you have to. And then most of his tshuva, a big chunk of his tshuva, is all about the rules of chukas hakum. And he says let's remind ourselves what the rules of chukas hakum are. The rules of chukas hakum are that if something is either has no reason, so it may have come from non-Jewish sources, or you have something that you know that is something that they do, that's yesh bo mishum pritzus, like wearing certain types of clothing that's pritzus thick or something like that, so that would be included in chukas hakum. But something that doesn't have either of those concerns, it's you don't have the concern that you don't know where it comes from and it may have come from a avodah zarah. You don't have the concern that it's pritzus, so it would not be an issue of chukas hakum. And he says if you're going to take the logic of the Deborah Tziner Rav, he doesn't quote the Deborah Tziner Rav, but he said you're going to take that type of logic to its logical conclusion. He says Hayilanu lesser gam chagigas bar mitzvah shari etzlam osim konfirm mitzian gam lezacharim. They do confirmation ceremonies for males also. Hayilanu lesser gam esatfila. We should also ask her davening. You know why? Because they daven too. They pray also in their churches. So we should ask her davening. It's ridiculous. You can't ask her everything that the goyim do. It has to fit into some framework of what would actually be chukas hakum. So the Sri Deish strongly rejects that taina. The third sheet, the third approach, is the approach of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe has three tshuvos on this topic. In the first tshuva, in Or Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Dalet, he says that had ceremonia shel bas mitzvah hu vadei rak divrei rishus vehevel bialma. It's stam. It's a dvar rishus. It's not a mitzvah at all. It's just it's nothing. Kihura kesimcha shel yom haledes bialma. It's a birthday party. So you want to have a birthday party, just don't do it in shul. You don't have a birthday party in a shul. Do a birthday party somewhere else. And he says, V'yayasha cheli ha'yisi mevatel b'medina senu gam seder ha'bar mitzvah shel abanim. If it was up to me, I would get rid of the way most people do a bar mitzvah also. We'll get back to that later. But Rav Moshe says, there's a Isser? No, not an Isser. You can't do it in a shul because it's Sudas Arashus. It's a birthday party. It's not at all a Sudas Mitzvah. So this Chilik, the Ber Moshe, I'm sorry, so Rav Moshe says, well, wait a second. There's a compelling logic to say that it should be a Sudas Mitzvah. What's the difference between a Bar Mitzvah and a Bas Mitzvah? You're celebrating becoming a Mitzvah Yoseh. So Rav Moshe explains in a later Tshuva in Orchaim Chilik Beisim and Tzad Yizayin that there's a Chilik. When it comes to a boy becoming a bar mitzvah, it's very evident that he's becoming a bar mitzvah. Now he's mitzayif to a minyan and a zimun, and he's motzi other people. So there's a whole change in how we treat him when he becomes a bar mitzvah. A girl becomes a bas mitzvah, you don't even notice the difference. There is a big difference. She becomes a mitzvah v'yosa, but because it's not as public and as obvious a difference, therefore it doesn't warrant a sudas mitzvah. The suda they have to celebrate is not a sudas mitzvah. Deborah Ziner agrees with that chilek, but he agrees with it begrudgingly. I mean, in his tshuva in Ber Moshe, he says this chilek between the bar and bas mitzvah, he raises the kasha that why should it be any different? And he says ulfiz tzarchim gadol lama b'emes lo nogu rabbeinu gadol area rishonim va'achronim. She asks sudas biyom shabbas nasa gadol mitaim edum mitzuv yosa. Why don't we do it? So he says ainly teretz acher lefi chomer anosei uledaiti uteretz maspik. I don't have a different answer than Ber Moshe. It's got to be good enough. His answer's got to be good enough. Meaning not the most satisfying answer, but no, what can I do? It's the best answer that's out there. Rav Vadya does not think this answer is satisfying at all. Rav Vadya says he made up a chilek. This chilek doesn't exist. It doesn't say it in any sefer. He just made up this whole chilek, the public and the private. Why should that matter at all? It's not based on anything. Srideish, though, agrees with Rav Moshe on the part that it can't be done in a shul. He's, for chukas hakum reasons, he thinks it is a problem to do it in a shul. Rav Moshe, in a later tshuva, in a final tshuva on this topic, in Or Chaim Chel Dal, Simon Lamed Vav, was asked about making a kiddush in honor of Bas Mitzvah. And he said, yeah, that you could do. You can make a kiddush in honor of Bas Mitzvah. People make kiddush for stupider things than that. So you can make a kiddush in honor of Bas Mitzvah, and you can express Hodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu that your daughter reached the age of mitzvahs, and it's a wonder, that's fine, there's no problem with that. And certainly, he says, you shouldn't make a big issue about Bas Mitzvah to create a fight in the community. If there already was a precedent, or you already told somebody something, you shouldn't change your mind. He was talking to a rabbi who was dealing with the issue at that moment, at that time. It's interesting, that tshuva, the tshuva where Moshe talks about, one of the tshuvas where Moshe talks about Bas Mitzvah is also where he says, you know, and I also heard there's a new machine called the dishwasher, and people want to know, can you use the dishwasher? Milch, inflation, fascinating, just people asked him a series of questions, so he answered what he was asked. Comes up in Mamash in that tshuva. So anyway, the fourth approach is Mori V'Rabbi Rav Willig Shlita. Rabbi Willig holds, Rabbi Willig has a very interesting mahalik on this whole idea. He points out that he thinks that when it comes to a bar mitzvah, the bar mitzvah is in fact a double celebration. He says, if you take a look at the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's very strange. The Rambam starts Hilchos Talmud Torah by describing who's pater from Talmud Torah. Nashim avadim ketanim pater mi Talmud Torah. That's how you start Hilchos Talmud Torah. Rav Shechter pointed out that's why the Shulchan Aruch Rav rewrote all of Hilchos Talmud Torah. He thought that the order was so strange, so he rewrote the whole thing. But why does the Rambam start like that? And then he says, Elamai, a father is chayv to teach his son Torah. So Rabbi Willig wanted to tell you that the Rambam is trying to set up for us that the chiyuv for a father to teach his son Torah is only when the son himself is not mitzvah. So when does that chiyuv end? At bar mitzvah. Once the child himself becomes mitzvah, the chiyuv to teach him Torah ends. So the gemar mitzvah of the father, one of the responsibilities, the father has to the son, teach him Torah, he finishes that responsibility at bar mitzvah. So if you look through the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin, where it goes through all the responsibilities a father has toward a son, he has to give him a milah, he's got to give him pidyon haben, he has to marry him off. What do we do at each of those occasions? Sudas mitzvah. So when you finish Lelamdo Torah, what do? A sudas mitzvah. Who's celebrating? The father is celebrating that he's completing that mitzvah being Lelamdo Torah. And he says, that's what Baruch Shepetrani is all about. Why do we do Baruch Shepetrani at Kriyas HaTorah? Of all places to do it. Why Dafka be Kriyas HaTorah? Because it's about Talmud Torah. We're celebrating the accomplishment in Talmud Torah. He says, that's from one perspective. But then there's another din. There's the din of the child. The child has what to celebrate also, because now the child has reached the age of Mitzvah V'Yoseh. that din of the child applies equally to a boy and a girl. When it comes to a boy, you have the father's simcha of finishing Talmud Torah, of finishing Mimlami Bino Torah, and the child's simcha of Mitzvah V'yoseh. When it comes to a girl, you have one of those tzvei dinim. You have one of the dinim, the din of the child, not the din of the father. That's why, says Rav Willig, many people have the minhag that when they make a bar mitzvah, they have a catered event, and they have adult type of foods, because it's a celebration for the father also, for an adult also. But by a bas mitzvah, they'll have hot dogs, they'll have children type of foods, the kinds of things that children enjoy, and it'll be more of a children's party, because it's her simcha, it's not the parents' simcha. It should be her friends, not the parents' friends. It should be the kind of thing she would want to make. He says that also... he says that also explains the invitation list, right? Parents' friends versus the child's friends. He says so that's Rav Willig's approach to the difference between bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah. Now, three other factors. I'm way over time already, but three other factors that need to be taken into account. First of all, when you read Rav Moshe's tshuvas, it's very clear what Rav Moshe was worried about. Rav Moshe writes, "Iayasher cheli hayisi mevatel b'medina senu gam sedra bar mitzvah shel habonim." He says, "I would get rid of bar mitzvahs also. Why? Sheki." I've yet to see the bar mitzvah ceremony in the shuls in America in the 1950s that actually inspired someone to Torah mitzvahs. Even for a moment, it hasn't inspired someone to do more mitzvahs. People are driving to it, they're taking pictures, they're doing all sorts of isurim because of the bar mitzvah. They're mixed dancing, they're doing all sorts of terrible things. So he says, I would get rid of all that. So that was his real concern, that the way that the ceremonies worked, that they were celebrating it, was very much antithetical to Torah. So whoever you hold like, and everyone makes this point, the Sri Deyesh and Rav Avadya, they all make this point. The way it should be celebrated is in a Torahic way. It should be celebrated in a way that has a real Ruach HaTorah. I remember Rav Shechter was telling me he was attended his granddaughter's bas mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael a couple of years ago, and he was so inspired by it. He said, you know, she learned with her father a few masechtas of Mishnayis, and they made a siyum together, and it was such a tayrdik simcha. He said, you know, they said beautiful divrei Torah, and it was bederech tsenua, and it wasn't outlandish. A very, very tayrdik simcha. That's what it should feel like. That's what it should be like, the celebration. Second factor to keep into account is what Rav Avadya quotes from the Sri Deish, and the Sri Deish really writes it very poignantly, and that is that bizmanenu, we need to worry about the chinuch of our daughters much more than maybe they had to worry in previous generations. There are so many other influences that are out there, and if one starts ignoring a daughter's religious milestones, a girl's religious milestones, she will begin to ignore her religious opportunities and development as well. Sri Desh is extremely strong about this. He's this is something that's not a great chiddush. This seems to be agreed upon. I remember I read in Rav Yaakov Weinberg, Zichron Levrach, the Rashi in Yisrael, used to do question and answer sessions at Aguda conventions, and someone asked him, should you learn with your daughters at night also? If let's say you learn with your son every night, should you learn with your daughter also? And if so, how much time? How should you divide the time between sons and daughters? Son of Chiv Talmud Torah, daughter doesn't. He said, you should divide the time exactly evenly. You learn as much with your daughter as you learn with the son. He said, I'm not saying you should learn the same thing with your daughter as you learn with your son. That's all a separate discussion, but every bit as much. If you ignore your daughter's religious experiences and the attention that you need to give to a daughter, so it's going to all fall apart. So that's Rav Avadya's approach, and that's certainly Sri Deish's approach, and many others. And one final factor, Rabbi Al Cohn in the RJJ Journal a number of years ago quoted from Rav Feivel Cohn, who suggested that maybe the reason we never had such a minhag of having a bas mitzvah is an issue of tznius, that it's never been our way to put women in the forefront of public attention, and that's why that accounts for why we make a big deal out of making the bar mitzvah where the boy is the center of attention. We don't do that with the girl. And I know in North Woodmere, most of the families have the practice that they invite the women of the community to a bas mitzvah, not the men of the girl, her friends, and all the women of the community, and the only men that are there are close family is there, and that probably relates to an issue of tznius. If she's going to be the center of attention, it shouldn't be in front of a bunch of men. So that's Rav Feivel Cohn suggested maybe is the something else that a person should keep in mind, that not just derech HaTorah, but derech tznius as well when celebrating a bas mitzvah. Okay. So now